Bedtime Bites presents The Penguin Who Wanted to Paint Rainbows. In a land of ice and snow, where the sky shimmered with dancing lights, there lived a little penguin named Clover. Unlike the other penguins who were content with their black and white world, Clover dreamed of colors, vibrant, beautiful colors that she had only heard about in stories from passing albatross. Every night, Clover would waddle to the edge of the ice and gaze up at the aurora borealis, imagining what it would be like to paint those magical hues across the Antarctic sky. "If only I could make rainbows," she sighed, her flippers drooping at her sides. One day, while Clover was sliding on her belly across the ice, she spotted something peculiar. A group of puffins had landed nearby, their beaks a brilliant orange against the stark white landscape. Clover had never seen puffins before, and she was captivated by their colorful appearance. "Excuse me," Clover called out shyly. "Where did you get those amazing colors?" The puffins laughed kindly. "We didn't get them anywhere, little penguin. These are our natural colors." Clover's eyes widened with wonder. "Do you know how I could make colors like that? I want to paint rainbows." The eldest puffin, named Feather, smiled at Clover's enthusiasm. "Well, my dear, rainbows are made of light and water. Perhaps you could find a way to use those?" Clover thanked the puffins and waddled off, her mind buzzing with ideas. She spent days trying to catch sunbeams in ice crystals and splashing in puddles of melted snow, but no rainbows appeared. Feeling discouraged, Clover decided to take a swim to clear her head. As she dove into the icy water, she noticed how the sunlight danced on the waves, creating little flashes of color. Excited, she swam faster, watching the water spray behind her. Suddenly, she had an idea. Clover swam as fast as she could, then leaped out of the water, spinning in the air. To her amazement, the water droplets flying off her feathers caught the sunlight, creating a tiny, shimmering rainbow. Overjoyed, Clover practiced her new skill every day. She learned to leap higher and spin faster, creating bigger and brighter rainbows. Soon, all the penguins in her colony came to watch Clover's spectacular rainbow shows. Word of Clover's talent spread across the Antarctic. Animals from far and wide came to see the little penguin who could paint rainbows in the sky. Even the puffins returned, cheering for Clover as she performed her colorful acrobatics. As time passed, Clover taught other penguins how to create rainbows too. Together, they put on dazzling displays that lit up the Antarctic sky with all the colors Clover had once only dreamed of. And so, the once black and white world of the penguins became a canvas of vibrant hues, all thanks to a little penguin named Clover, who dared to dream in color. Every night, as Clover snuggled into her nest, she would look up at the aurora borealis and smile. She had learned that sometimes, the most beautiful rainbows are the ones we create ourselves. And with that thought, Clover closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep, dreaming of the colorful adventures that tomorrow would bring.